begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Horn.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our lives and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that please and keep. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Say pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve a proclamation for Adult Protective Services Elder Abuse Prevention Month. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Offer, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And do we have representatives here for elder abuse? Please come to the podium, ma'am. Read this proclamation. It says, whereas people who are elderly and have disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, conventions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds, and whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society and the wisdom and experience have enriched our lives, and whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country, and whereas Adult Protective Services in-home caseworkers in Jefferson County have completed 1,286 investigations, of which 909 cases of abuse, neglect, or exploitation were confirmed against our elderly Texans or those with disabilities in 2017. And whereas elder abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone and are usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. And whereas elder abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural and ethnic groups, whether they are in good health or incapacitated in some way, in poor neighborhoods and in suburbia. And whereas many of the cases investigated by Adult Protective Services in Texas involve self-neglect, and it's our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County to hereby proclaim the month of May 2017 to be Elder Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and urges all citizens to work together to help reduce abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or disabled.
Thank you, Your Honor. Commissioners, to the members that are present here in the room, truly I stand before you in an honorable seat of recognizing the Adult Protective Services workers who are really the ones out there doing the best that they can to help our persons with disabilities and our senior citizens, those who don't always have a voice for themselves. One of the things that we do encourage is for everyone to know it is everyone's business to protect our elderly and our persons with disabilities. So if our APS workers and supervisors, you will just stand where you are. We want to definitely acknowledge them because they We are all experiencing a lot of hardships at this time, but it is always necessary to make sure that we keep our seniors and our people with disabilities in front of us. We want to make sure that we report it. We tell everybody, remember, 1-800-252-5400. That is the number where you can call and make a report. You can make that report anonymously. You can be kept in the loop by simply making a request that you get a call back. The APS workers do follow up on every case that is brought before them. There are many that we cannot service because they may not be warranted based on what we believe, but we know that the workers are out there and they are giving our citizens their best. So we thank you guys today for the proclamation, for the signing, for allowing us to stand before the citizens to say it is everyone's business to report. You see that neighbor who for several days is coming out unclean, you know, that may be self-neglect or self-abuse. you see someone who is always on that third of the month or that first of the month when they're getting that check. Someone's going over there to take them to the store, but they're coming back with a little bit of nothing because someone else is getting their money. Those are things that are just not to be tolerated, and we want to get the information out to everyone that report, report, report. It is important that we report. So we want to thank you guys again for allowing us to be here, and we thank everyone for your part that you are doing to help our citizens of Jefferson County as well as Orange County. We have representatives even up in Hardin County. So we want to make sure that everyone gets recognized and is aware that it's our responsibility to protect our seniors and our persons with disabilities. Thank you so much.
Thank all of you, and thank you to your entire staff. Y'all are integral to reporting suspected cases of abuse and neglect to my court so that we can identify those individuals by appointing court investigators to determine whether or not they're in need of guardianship, and y'all are a big help to my court. I appreciate that. Next. Fullmark maintenance, I may consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mr. David Knight for 28 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Maintenance Department and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. So if I don't get a motion in a second, I guess he can't retire.
That's right. So moved, Judge.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Knight, would you like to come up? And Commissioner Arnold has requested the opportunity to read your proclamation.
Well, before we get started on this, David, I just want to personally tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you over the last almost 13 years. You've been a blessing to the county, and I hope the residents, taxpayers, understand what you and your team have done in helping us preserve as much as we could under the circumstances and the amount of funds we had to put toward the buildings up here, but you've done a great job. And I just want to say hats off to you, and I appreciate all your efforts. And this is our resolution that we just voted on. Whereas David Knight has devoted 28 years of his life to the service of Jefferson County, and whereas David Knight began his career as an air-conditioned refrigeration mechanic with Jefferson County Maintenance Department, and whereas due to his knowledge of construction and his abilities, David Knight was then promoted to construction superintendent by former Judge Richard LeBlanc to reconstruct the old TSO building to a remote encoding center that would lead to thousands of jobs created. Whereas due to his ability to lead and supervise, David Knight was then put in charge by Commissioner Jimmy Coconos to build the adult probation office to expand office space. Whereas known for his service to Jefferson County, David Knight was especially proud to respond during emergencies and or disasters related events here in Jefferson County, such as Hurricane Rita, Ike, and Harvey. Whereas known for his service to Jefferson County, David Knight served on the emergency response team as a first responder during emergencies and or disasters related events here in Jefferson County Courthouse. And whereas known for his service to community of Jefferson County, David Knight has been a lifetime member and volunteer of the YMBL, Young Men's Business League, for and constructed the fairgrounds at Fort Park. Whereas throughout his career has demonstrated special talents, exceptional work ethic, and has maintained a positive attitude throughout his career with Jefferson County Maintenance Department, and was promoted to building director. Whereas known for his friendliness, good nature, David Knight won the respect of his colleagues, elected officials, and other county employees. Whereas after this distinguished career, David Knight has chosen to embark on a much-deserved retirement, and he will be truly missed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioner's Court, Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend David Knight for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by the judge and Commissioner's Court. And I'm sure you would like to introduce your family as well.
Yes, my wife Tracy, my sister Martha, and stepdaughter Patty, and son-in-law Larry.
Very good, thank you.
Few words.
Sure.
Judge, you're the fifth county judge, the third, and the commissioners for the third, and it's been a good ride. It's happy. But I thank y'all.
David, I just wanted to echo some of the comments up here. I mean, you put your heart and soul into this job. You're gonna be missed. You're my friend. We worked together for years. The knowledge that's going out the door when you leave should be of importance to some of our department heads and the terms of knowledge in the maintenance department and everything. The county has saved thousands of dollars. Really, millions, probably.
Millions.
That's true. With you on these projects, if you look through that proclamation, that's a lot of money saved to the taxpayers. So thank you so much for your service.
Yeah, I see Jeff Griffiths is here to support you today, and we're happy to have him here. And I know that you did many, many building projects under his watch. And, I don't know what I'm going to do if we have another natural disaster during Ike and Humberto and Eduardo and Harvey. You were right here working with us in the courthouse, keeping this building together and keeping the floodwaters away. Don't be surprised if you get a call and come back.
I got a phone still working. And it was a good run, and I appreciate everything Jefferson County's done for me and what I did.
David.
David.
I want to say this, you know.
Okay.
You have done tremendous for our county, but I know right now you're going home and she got some honeydews for you, buddy.
We got a lot of
money to do. I heard that. But more importantly than that, we really appreciate you, man.
Thank you, too.
He told me the first thing he did when next project he started, he was going to be out there and remove shorts and flip-flops. Did you manage?
I did that, sir.
All right, good for you. David, we appreciate it.
Oh.
Best of luck to you and Tracy, keep him between the lines. You know, make sure he's straight and narrow, because, you know, he's a hard, hard worker, but he likes to party as well.
That'll be down in the basement from 2 to 4.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's right. We do have refreshments down there and a going away retirement party. And I think Terry says we will be presenting your fake Rolex to you down in the basement.
I got a real one in the drawer.
Oh, yeah.
Judge Griffin, did you want to say something about your work with David?
I do.
Yes, thank you.
Carl called me on the job. He said, "I want you to build a fairground." I said, "Okay. Well, what is it? You know, it's involved. Put some water lines and drain lines and sidewalks." Okay. I looked at the friend. I looked at that friend and I said, "These aren't sidewalks, they're streets." And I'm not a plumber. But we pulled it off.
18 months later.
It was a lot of the drive, you know, behind it.
Well, that's past, but I can tell you in the future, I know David's going to go out and do some, build some great homes for a lot of people, but what he did here for the people of Jefferson County was amazing. As you guys have already said, he's saved literally millions of dollars, I think, Commissioner. I think you're right on target, because many of the projects we were able to get out and do without. Maybe you may have run some of the crews when I was sheriff, and you were running the crews that we were building things that we could do to save the county money. And David was running those for us. So thank y'all so much for honoring him and giving me just a second to say how much I appreciate what you did for the community.
David,
I've
got your flag.
You pulled it up yourself this morning.
I roll with that. Not as nice as Tracy, but. Back to our agenda, under purchasing item A, consider to approve execute receipt file for personal service agreement with Valtech Surveyors and Engineers for repair of stockyard office and equipment shed building number 252 in accordance with the RFQ for professional engineering and architectural design services for Jefferson County in response to Hurricane Harvey. Item B is consider to approve an increase of $11,130.79 to professional services agreement with Terracon Consultant for chip seal pavement evaluation for the major drive extension, bringing the total cost to an estimated cost of $21,130.79. The addendum. Item C is consider an approved specification for an invitation for bid for term contractor security personnel services to Jefferson County Courthouse. Item D is consider an approved execute receipt and file SETX construction for annex one repair due to water damage in the amount of $42,843.38 in accordance with Choice Partners Job Texas contract. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. Mr. Erickson, with any of that money for that water damage recoverable from insurance, it was below our deductible?
We were below the deductible and everything included, Judge.
Gotcha. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, I may have considered to approve the budget amendment for Beaumont maintenance for additional costs for water damage restoration, the amount of $21,705. I B is considered to approve electronic disbursements for $430,519.74 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 445696 through 445966. Via addendum, item B is to consider approve the budget amendment to Beaumont maintenance for repairs due to water damage in the amount of $42,844. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Dahlgren and Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, there's unanimously on the county commissioners. Item B is to receive and file the appointment of Richard D. Hughes, criminal associate judge, to replace Judge Leonard Giblin temporarily pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 54A and 54A002A, and provide for the funding of such positions, same rates as were paid to Judge Giblin. Item C is to receive and file executed the easement on Texas Park and Wildlife Department plan in Jefferson County for the installation of sites in the Murphy Wildlife Management Area. Item D is received and filed and executed surface use agreement between Jefferson County and Texas Parks and Wildlife for the installation of a site at the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area. Most of those items under Commissioner's Court. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
I have a question. We said temporary appointment.
Yeah, they are appointing him because Judge Giblin wanted to require retired quickly, but my understanding is they're going to put it out for applications for a permanent position. That's what I was told by the judges. I think that was the agreement before it ever came to court.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, I made to receive file investment schedule for March 2018, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Got a motion on that item?
Moved
by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? punches, what's the weighted average life of the investment portfolio right now? Is it on there? I've got to see the weighted average yield.
Weighted average life is 728 days.
Great.
That's right at 2 years.
Very good.
I'll also point out that if you look at the income page, right there's the last page, our year-to-date earnings for 6 months is $215,900, as opposed to this time last year was $122,000. So that's a 76.3% increase over last year.
Yeah, a rising interest rate environment. Not so good when you're borrowing money, but it's good when you're investing.
And the ability of your county treasurer.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that's it. And under the engineering, item A is execute receive file pipeline permit, Florida Gas Transmission Company, LLC, for the purpose of constructing and maintaining a pipeline for the distribution of natural gas across Gumbel Camp Road and Elm Grant Road. That's located in projects 2 and 3. Item B is consider approval of amended plat of Blue Carter subdivision, a 1.21 acre tract of TNN ORR survey. Section 136 of the W.J. Webb Survey, active tract 620 in Jefferson County, is located at the corner of State Highway 124 and Alamo Street, Precinct 3. It is about the site for a proposed Dollar General store that's not within the ETJ of any city and has met all of our planning requirements. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, Commissioner, I'd just like to ask Mr. Rayos, is going to be necessary for our road bond for that pipeline that's going to cross those roads? Are we anticipating construction, or are we looking at more maintenance?
Commissioner, I would say that our office will be working with them. If we see that a bond is necessary, we will request it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Let's make sure we clarify. You say the bond will be requested after they start the project, if it's needed?
No, sir. I said we'll be working with them prior to their starting construction.
Okay. And then we'll make a decision.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
I think we've got several $10,000 bonds or $10,000 bond here in the paperwork. And I know it probably came up here before y'all saw it. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. And take care of one more commitments. No other items on board. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge, I have one. There will be a meeting, an annual correction from on May 1st at Ford Park, Texas Department of Transportation. It's with the citizens of Jefferson County. Reference to the map of the interstate where they will be rebuilding the interstate. An important part for the citizens that's in Precinct 4 and parts of Precinct 1 would be the Brooks Road overpass. We really want the media and hope that you get this out. It's very important. That overpass is very important to the citizens of our county, even more so now that we have two football teams in this area. Because on weekends, if that particular place is closed down, it will put an undue stress on the communities. 124, those people live on Downs and all that area over there, the Brooks Road, the Willow Creek, the community of Cheeks, and that area behind that. Even the people that comes from Pine Island Bayou, where they are building those homes over there. It is very important that we make sure that TxDOT understands this do put undue stress on our community. Thank you, and I hope everyone attend that so they can hear and put their input in.
What time is the meeting?
That meeting is at 6 p.m., correct, for the viewing of the map, right, Natalie?
5 o'clock is view of the map, 6 o'clock is the public hearing.
correction, 5 o'clock is the viewing of the map, 6 o'clock is the public hearing.
Jefferson County Commissioners Court has previously sent in a resolution opposing the removal of the Brooks Road overpass, and last week we got a formal response from TxDOT saying that the traffic counts didn't justify the continued existence of it, but I'm not sure when they did the traffic counts. It certainly wasn't during a football game or a baseball tournament. So we hope that the public will participate in that public hearing. Anything else, Commissioner? Well, we thank you for being here today, and we are adjourned.